All right. God, we got two.
What kind of impression has Anthony Cirilli made in 5 games?
Here's the thing. He's picked up some points, which has been great. But how's he playing in the circle? How's he doing defensively? How's he doing in those areas? And he's actually checking off a lot of the boxes. And in this league, and as you march forward, and you know you're looking to win games in the playoffs, you need some depth scoring. Can't come from all the same guys. And not that we're sitting here saying, oh, he's got to do it for us, but he's showing a little bit of a knack to having ability to do it. And that's a good thing. But we're not worried right now about the points he's putting up. It's how he's, can he handle himself down low? Can he do things in this league? And, so far he's passing the test.
Can you give him that opportunity to play the penalty kill to see if he can handle that as well?
Yeah, he's a smart player. So a lot of times you need those guys out on the ice. They got to make reads. They got to be in lanes. They got to do all the things you need to kill penalties off. And, we're just slowly putting him out there and easing him in, and he's been doing a good job.
How good was your first period?
Oh, I really liked our first period. It was, I think we set the tone for the game in that period. And although, we didn't have that shot volume we had in the last two periods, I still think we had a lot of puck possession. We did a lot of good things. Now, disappointing, we gave up a couple there in the third. But from the get-go, I don't think you ever felt the game was in doubt. Guys played hard and did a lot of good things. And they deserve to win tonight.
I know you do a lot of work in practice in your defensive zone and man-on-man coverage, but I think you mentioned this morning some of your better defense can be played 200 feet away from your own net. Like, how much can that example that in the first period be?
Very instrumental in how we played, and we didn't play in our end very often. And if we did, it was more often not because we turned the puck over. But you look in the big picture, we didn't give them a lot, and a couple unfortunate, plays that ended up in our net. But all in all, they got a lot of new guys in the lineup, and so they've had a lot of turnover in their roster, and so you have to take advantage of that. And I thought the guys did, and worked out.
As he ties the single season record tonight for Lance Cousins, Ben Bishop, from a couple years ago, just even through this stretch where you guys have given up a lot of goals, how's he been kind of handling and I know the important thing is always on
it. Yeah. The thing is, he's, you can't say enough what he's meant to our team and how well he's played. And you go through stretches where, everybody sits here and says, oh, we gave up 3 goals. And it's like, it's okay. How did we play as a team? How did, what was contributing to why pucks went in the net? It was a pretty fortunate tip they got there at the end. Maybe like to have not given that one up, but he gives us a chance to win every night. And we've been in some situations there where we've been scoring some goals, and but there's a lot of good that's slowly happening here with us and the way we're playing, and he's a big part of that. And you always can't look at it's not going to be every night you're just going to give up 0, 1, or 2, or sometimes you are going to give up more. But if you look at the big picture in the season, he's done a heck of a job for us, and he's deserved to have the win totals he has. But it's all about as a team getting better defensively, doing all those things you need to keep going in April, May, and June, and we're on the right track.
Coop, how did Dotson and Steady look back in the lineup?
All the guys are contributing, and it's good to see.
Do you keep an eye on what the Bruins are doing behind you at all?
Only because we have 18 TVs in our coach's room and games on every one, so it's hard not to. you see them all going on.
So do you not worry about that until you play?
Yeah, we got them 3 more times, so that'll, I'm sure that's going to have a big factor on how things are going to play out.
The big thing today, 0-1 last night, how do you kind of, you use those third periods in the last couple weeks as a teaching moment, though, especially if you're winning these games?
And yeah.
They're not all the same, of course.
Everyone's different. Again, we gave up. We'd like to have given up less than 10 shots. We gave up 10. It was unfortunate the last one went in the net. like I said, there's sometimes they bounce in, sometimes they don't. More often than not, they don't. That one went in. But overall, it was, if anything changed in the third period, it's because we probably didn't attack the net the way we did the first two periods. That was a little bit of the difference. The guy, it was, you know, two guys look up and look at the score and maybe take a foot off the gas. I don't know. We just, we're worried about how we're playing, and that probably contributed a little bit to, you know, them having a little bit more puck possession. But for the most part, really like a lot of the things we did.
Good. Thank you.